defendants are always men.
The panelists are always women.
And the majority always rules.
It's time to seat the jury.
Now, typically, we have one of our guy family members on the show who presents a problem that only women can help him solve. But today, Jeff Dollar is in the hot seat. Or what's it called when you go to court and you have to climb up and sit in that?
I'm taking the oath. So help me God, whatever. I'm in the box. Witness stand. I'm in the witness stand.
Witness stand, that's it.
I'm in the witness stand.
Go.
Two syllables. Sounds like witness. Witness stand. Ah. Can't say witness. You suck it out. Don't play games with me. I just need y'all to back me up. So when I return to this conversation with my wife, Callie, I can say not only am I right, but the entire state of Georgia sees my way.
Okay. Well, that may not happen, but go ahead and present your case.
Callie hit me with, and this has come up before, Callie grew up in a family that did photos on their Christmas card every year for Christmas.
Okay.
Which is great. I did not grow up to having pictures done every year for Christmas.
But you guys sent cards. They would just be Christmas cards.
Yeah. So they're just separate. We are raised differently in that aspect, which I think is weighing into some of her frustration because she wants to continue that tradition now that her and I are married, and she wants our cards to be pictures of us. I think that is so vain until you have kids.
Well, you did it the year you got married.
That's different because that's like a big news thing. And we got married in the middle of October, toward the end of October even. So it's almost like, hey, in case you hadn't seen our wedding picture, like a lot of the people who got the cards.
And I loved it.
There. Yeah.
I love Christmas cards with photos.
Okay.
Yeah, you sent out the holiday card with the llamas too.
But see, we had this debate last year and I gave up that fight. Because we had the opportunity to do a photo shoot with some llamas, and I love me some llamas.
It was awesome.
Thanks.
I don't think I've thrown away that Christmas card. It's so good.
Love it. It fell into my whole theme of fa-la-la-la llama, and I was just into it. It was good. So that was okay. This year, we don't really, like, there's no reason for us to take a picture. It's just when you have a kid in your picture, it's like, look how fast they're growing up. Like, Jen sends out pictures of her daughters in their cards, and it's like, oh my gosh, look how much they've grown in a year. For me, it's just like, look, he's fatter and more pal. You know what I mean? Like,
look, we're a year older and more tired.
Yes. Oh, wow, look at that. 2018's been rough. Look at him.
So you think it's arrogant. Or what'd you call it?
I just think it's pretty vain.
Vain to send out a picture in your Christmas card if there's no kid in the card.
Right.
But don't you have cute dogs? Like, couldn't you put the dogs in the picture? And that's
it's still
furry babies.
If we were going to do something fun with it, like, Kelly, one of Jen's friends, this is still one of my favorite Christmas cards of all time, and I'm mad I didn't think of it because I can never steal the idea, but had their kids and their dogs dress up as people in the manger, wise men.
Well, it was
Joseph.
Before they had kids, and two golden retrievers were Mary and Joseph, and then they duct taped their cat and put it in the manger.
They swaddled their cat.
Their cat was the baby Jesus.
It was beautiful.
Duct taped their cat. They had to sit still.
Well, the blanket had to stay there for the photo.
Right.
No cat was harmed.
That is incredible.
And it's brilliant, right? So it was.
Oh my gosh! It's awesome.
Okay, so, like, I could do something like that, but they weren't in it.
Yeah, it was just the pets. It wasn't them and the pets.
So I need the jury to side with me that we should not do photo cards.
Or side with Callie and say, suck it up, Jeff, and smile for a cute photo because this is what your wife really wants. One way or the other, we got to vote on this. Christmas cards with photos without children, yay or nay. Right? That's the basic question.
Here's the specific question. Here's where you need to rule. If you received a Christmas card of just a couple with no kids, just a couple, maybe their dogs are in it, but if just the only people in the card, the only humans in the card were an adult male and female and there's no kids in it, would you look at that card and think, oh God, they're vain?
404-263-0941 is our number, and we will seat the jury and get you a verdict coming up next on the Jeff and Jen Show, Star 94.1.
defendants are always men.
The panelists are always women.
And the majority always rules.
It's time to see the jury.
He's about to get a verdict. Jeff Dollar, please step up to the witness stand. And if somebody's just now jumping into the Jeff and Jen show, will you explain to them in about 30 seconds your Christmas card dilemma?
Yeah, here's the deal. My wife likes to do holiday cards that have pictures in them on the cover because that's what she grew up doing with her family. I didn't grow up that way, so that makes me feel really vain. It would be different if we had kids and we were showing off kids, or even if she was pregnant, we were showing off like a little bump or something.
But this year it would be just you and her and maybe some dogs in the picture.
Yeah, and we'd be like, hi, look at us. Look at this. Look at these two people who both get up at 4 a.m. Don't we look like hell?
All right. Well, our jury is lined up, and they are ready to deliver their verdict. First with Cheryl in Atlanta.
Hey, Jeff. So I do agree with you, but I don't know that it's worth the argument with Callie or worth getting in trouble over. But I do think that it is a little vain to get Christmas cards with six on it, of just a couple.
So you judge it just a little bit when you open those cards.
I don't know if it's judging, but it's maybe a little weird. If it was a family, it'd be different, but I agree with Jeff.
Right. If I look like somebody who was not me, then maybe I would be into it. But nobody wants to see me. Morgan in Atlanta, what do you rule on this edition of the jury?
No, it is not vain at all unless you're basically naked, you know, flexing in the picture. But also, remember, your wife is always right, so I would just back down right now.
I'm sorry, Morgan, your phone cut out. I couldn't hear most of what you said.
Good rule, Morgan.
Megan in Carrollton, what do you rule on this verdict, the jury verdict thing?
Look, Jeff, my parents have been married for 33 years, and my dad's got one rule. Happy wife, happy life. Take the darn picture.
Oh, my God. These phones are out of order again today.
Has and don't happened? You want to stay married this time?
Tabitha in Winder, what's up?
Well, I'm saying go with the wife. Happy wife, happy life.
All right.
I'm picking up a theme here.
Alyssa in Buford.
Hey, I have got to side with Callie, but I think that you don't have to be miserable. I think that you could do something fun and, I don't know, make it funny and unique and just kind of have your own spin on it.
All right. Thank you for the call. Please contact your wireless provider. Your phone's not working because it's delivering the opposite of what you're thinking.
Oh, no.
Libby in Atlanta.
We are in the era of social media and pictures. Nobody wants to read something. I want to see what season of life you're in. I want to see what you look like. How you doing?
Well, I'm on Instagram. You can find me, Jeff Dollar, on Instagram. So you can go look there, and then I'll find a better-looking person to pose with Callie on the Christmas card.
They're so much funner to open when you get to see a picture. Those ones get hung up.
All right. Thanks, Libby. Thanks for nothing, everybody. Great.
Are you going to go with what the jury said? Because that's all the other thing that we do each and every week is the guy agrees to go with what the jury says. So are we all going to get a picture of Happy Jeff?
I have a great idea. I'm full of great ideas. Are you ready for this one?
What?
You have the dogs in the front, right? But you do portrait mode. So you're in the picture technically, but in the back. So you're blurry.
I don't know if I should be insulted by what Kelly just or happy.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.